Section 6.3, Child Restraints, Proper Positioning, Adjustment, and Driver's Legal Responsibilities. In 2004 in the U.S., there were 495 passenger vehicle occupant fatalities among children under 5 years of age. Of those 495 fatalities, an estimated 173, or 35%, were totally unrestrained. See footnote number 2. Among children under 5 years old, an estimated 451 lives were saved in 2004 by child restraint use. Of these 451 lives saved, 413 were associated with the use of child safety seats and 38 with the use of adult belts. See footnote number 1. Put your child in a child restraint seat. It's the law. Research on the effectiveness of child safety seats has found them to reduce fatal injury by 71% for infants less than 1 year old and by 54% for toddlers 1 to 4 years old in passenger cars. For infants and toddlers in light trucks, the corresponding reductions are 58% and 59%, respectively. If 100% of motor vehicle occupants under 5 years old were protected by child safety seats, an estimated 566 lives, that is an additional 114, could have been saved in 2004. Failure to read the child safety seat instructions, in addition to vehicle owner manual instructions regarding safety belts, could result in serious injury or death as a result of failure of the child safety seat to be securely and/or properly installed. See footnote number 2. The law. According to Florida Statute 316.613, it is illegal to transport children without the proper safety restraints. If you are caught, it is considered a moving violation that carries a penalty of 3 points on your license, in addition to paying court costs and a fine, which could amount to approximately $93, depending on the court. The legal guidelines for child restraints are as follows. Children 3 and under must be secured by a federally approved separated or integrated child seat. Children 4 to 5 years old must be secured by a federally approved separate or integrated child seat. A safety belt is also permissible at this age. Children 5 years of age or younger must be in a federally approved restraint device, which includes a safety belt or an integrated or separate child seat. The following are some guidelines that will help in ensuring your child's safety. If you're using a seat made for infants only, always face it backwards or until your child can sit up well. Make sure that the shoulder harness is over the shoulder and make sure that it is snug and that all of the straps are tight. If you use an auto booster seat, always use it with the following. Lap and shoulder belt. Tethered harness with lap belt. Shield with safety belt. Tether strap if required. Make sure the seat belt is in the correct position. To protect the child, the safety device used must have a label saying that it meets federal motor safety standards. It must be used correctly, with the child fastened into the car seat and the device fastened to the car. The child should ride in a place where an adult can always be watching. Insist that all children buckle their safety belts before starting the engine. The position of the seat needs to be in the middle of the back seat, secured to the seat with seat belts. Do not hold any child in your arms while riding in a moving motor vehicle. In that position, neither you nor the child you are holding is even remotely safe. As a matter of fact, that is the worst position for your child to be in. The child should be seated in a federally approved booster seat or car seat appropriate for their age. It is the driver's responsibility to ensure that all children are correctly restrained in a proper booster, car seat, or federally approved restraint device. If a child is not restrained properly, the driver will get the citation. Please consider the consequences if your child is not placed in a secured, approved safety device and you slam on your brakes. Your child becomes a tiny human projectile. It is unlawful for any person to operate a motor vehicle in the state of Florida unless each passenger of the vehicle under the age of 18 years is restrained by a safety belt or child restraint device in compliance with Florida Statute 316.613 and Florida Statute 316.614. For further information on child seats and restraints, you may refer to www.kidseat.org. See footnote number 3.